A shortage of fuel, sightings of whales, and one macho terrier are all featured this Tuesday on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, and we're thankful to have you watching. We're starting in Washington, D.C., where lawmakers are grappling with some major pieces of legislation this week. One of them is funding for the U.S. government. That's expected to expire on September 30th. If lawmakers can't push that through before the end of this week, a government shutdown is possible. That doesn't mean the country shuts down, but it can send hundreds of thousands of federal workers home without pay, and it can suspend some government services until Congress passes a funding bill. One holdup with the current funding bill is that it would raise the U.S. debt ceiling. That's the limit on what the government is allowed to borrow as it spends more money than it takes in. Congress has always raised the limit when the U.S. reached it, but it's not a politically popular thing to do. So Democrats want Republicans to help raise that ceiling, while Republicans want Democrats to raise the limit on their own. What remains to be seen is whether Democrats who control Congress will separate the debt ceiling vote from the government spending vote in an effort to get the bills passed. There are two other spending bills that Congress is debating. One of them is a $1 trillion infrastructure package. Money for roads, bridges, waterways, railroads, electric vehicles, and charging stations. Some Republicans have joined Democrats in supporting this bill. The other piece of legislation is a larger $3.5 trillion social policy bill. It would spend more on immigration reform, universal preschool, free community college, climate-related policies, and public housing. No Republicans support this bill, and there's some disagreement among Democrats over it as well. The reason why all of this is being so closely watched is because these packages include major legislative priorities of President Joe Biden. If they don't get passed, the fallout could affect his presidency in the coming years. 10-second trivia. In what country would you find the Jurassic Coast? Argentina, Britain, Costa Rica, or New Zealand? Landmarks, landforms, cliffs, and rocks characterize the Jurassic Coast in the southern United Kingdom. The United Kingdom has more than 8,000 gas stations, according to the British Broadcasting Corporation, and most of them are either out of gas or running out fast. Leading companies in Britain's fuel industry say there's actually plenty of gasoline in the country. The problem is it's located at refineries and terminals, not gas stations, and a big part of the crisis is that there's a shortage of tanker truck drivers to get the fuel from A to B. Another problem? Panic buying. Experts say people who are afraid of running out of gas are topping off their tanks or storage cans when they don't actually need it, and that's hurting availability. Suppliers think that once panic buying settles down, demand will drop down to its normal levels and pumps will once again have gasoline. In the short term, though, lines are long. Some cars have been abandoned after running out of fuel, and the leader of a gas sales association says there's no single action the industry and the government can take to solve the crisis.
Well, despite petrol pumps like this one in central London having run dry, the government says that there is no national fuel shortage, rather just localized supply chain issues exacerbated by a lack of lorry or truck drivers across the country. This is something that supermarkets have been contending with for weeks. It's affected their fresh produce delivery. And now what we're seeing is this labor shortage showing up at places like this Shell garage behind me. What can the government do about it? Well, it says that this supply chain problem is largely linked to COVID. Experts in the sector also say that Brexit is playing its part too, because remember that visa rules are now more restrictive now that the UK has left the EU. The government could reverse temporarily some of those restrictions and say that delivery drivers are essentially highly skilled workers. Whatever the difference, industry body experts say the government needs to act fast if it's to make sure that scenes like these aren't replicated across the rest of the country, and also that goods continue to flow across the UK. Nina Dos Santos, CNN in London.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you next. When you look at top places for whale watching, it's no surprise that California, Washington State, Alaska, and British Columbia all rank on the Travel Channel's list. But there's a big migratory pathway for large whales not far from the coast of New York State. And while that allows for sightings of amazing animals close to where a lot of people live, it also creates some challenges. Busy shipping lanes, offshore wind farms, productive fishing grounds, they're also there.
New York's waterways may be best known for skyline views and crowded shipping lanes. Yet these busy waters also harbor a rich community of marine mammals. Local whale species include the iconic humpback, fin whales, and the endangered North Atlantic right whale. These photographs captured thanks to a multi-year aerial survey conducted by Tetra Tech and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Right off of our shores, you know, in less than the average distance that, you know, a New Yorker or someone from the tri-state area would commute, these great whales are here.
Wildlife Conservation Society scientist Howard Rosenbaum studies the whale population here in the New York Bight, the area between Long Island and the New Jersey coast. His mission, to use the latest research methods to protect the whales.
This is one of the busiest urban waterways on the planet, and they face threats such as, you know, impacts from shipping, which could include ship strikes or ocean noise, incidental entanglement in fishing gear. These areas in the New York Bight along the East Coast, you know, under this administration are slated for extensive renewable energy development, which the planet needs. We just want to make sure that it's done with the best environmental and management practices possible so that wildlife and renewable energy can coexist.
In partnership with Norwegian company Equinor, which has a major offshore wind project in New York, and the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, the WCS has deployed two acoustic buoys to detect whale calls in real time.
If you can imagine, when a whale vocalizes in the New York Bight, like for example a North Atlantic right whale, we can actually detect those animals. I can get an alert on my cell phone. And when that happens at a certain level right now, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration is requesting ships to slow down.
In the future, Rosenbaum says this alert system could be used to mandate boat slowdowns or to directly alert developers and shippers to the presence of whales so that they can pause noisy or potentially harmful activities.
It's a great tool and a great use of the technology that we can begin to use and harness the power of that to help better protect whales.
Rosenbaum's team also takes and analyzes genetic samples from the whales in order to understand more about how this population connects to others, like how they feed and breed.
We're also trying some new work, which is called environmental DNA or eDNA. And with that, we're actually able to detect whale presence and what they're eating just by collecting a water sample.
By combining information from genetic and acoustic research, the scientists aim to understand a lot more about the whales and their behavior to find practical solutions to the challenges facing these New York ocean giants.
Ivar or Avar Swanson. Even you baseball fanatics might not know that name, but Swanson holds the world record for the fastest sprint around the bases. He ran it in 13.3 seconds. Well, that's the fastest sprint for a human, but at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California, a Russell Terrier was recently unleashed to chase down the record for a dog, and he caught it. Macho! His name is Macho. His trainer reportedly spent more than a year teaching him how to do this, and when Macho finally came home, his time was 21.06 seconds. Nothing cheesy about Macho. While he was having a ball, three left turns put him right in the record books. People now know him on a first-name basis. He deserves his own card, because he's tops! It's official. Macho is a baseball diamond in the rough. I'm Coral Azuz, and it's time to get Loudon. We're shouting out Loudon, Tennessee today. It's home to Loudon High School. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our YouTube channel. As you know, that is the only way to get your school mentioned on our show. Have a great Tuesday.